have it. New from Ski Lodge, just to be like you on member-supported radio, KX93.5. Member-supported is actually a thing, us being a non-com station here in Southern California. You could go to KX935.com. All the information is there, how you could donate to this particular station or be a member with all the perks. So we have artists come through our Pearl Street studios all the time. Some fabulous artists. Today is no exception. Lil Larry is here from Dallas. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing great. We've actually been spending the whole afternoon together.
Yes,
now it's finally time to talk on the radio. Yeah. Finally.
I know, right? I stood out there and looked at the beach, and I'm just like, it's beautiful out here, man. I don't see how you work, so...
I know.
I love it.
It's very distracting. And
yes,
the people here are in fact beautiful as well. But originally you're from where?
Originally from Dallas, Texas, born and raised. So.
Born and raised.
Yes.
And you come from quite the musical family from what I understand.
Yeah, my dad is he started an 18-piece show band and my mom's a singer as well, so I guess
You grew up around it.
I grew up in it, so beating on pots and pans, so being a drummer and everything, man, it all comes full circle for me. So
that's right, a drummer by trade, first and foremost, but I've seen you play the piano. You're quite good on the saxophone well. Yeah, and the tracks that I've heard so far from you, again, Lil Larry in studio on KX93.5, the production quality is amazing, and I would say so far so good, my friend.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we try to make sure we do everything right and make sure that we bring the best quality music that we can to the people. So
sure. So Dallas, is it a thriving arts community, or you got to travel outside of Dallas to find that?
I mean, you know, it's thriving art like any place. You know, once you're homegrown, you kind of got to go out and come back in. But, you know, they always try to support the home people and the home artists. But, you know, sometimes you got to go outside. So I just wanted to make my way to sunny L.A., you know, and see how it is out here, man.
Right.
I'm loving it, though.
And you made some time to make it down to the beach today, which is great.
Had to.
When you meet people and you tell them you're a recording artist and they ask you what type of music you play, what do you tell them?
I tell them pop and R&B music.
Sure. So, yeah. I guess that's what I would have said, right?
Yeah. It feels like the right answer to say, you know, because, you know, R&B, you know, is still out there, but, you know, it's kind of like a dying breed. So, you know, you're always trying to bring that back. You know, I watched an interview with Justin Timberlake, and he always considered himself to be an R&B artist, but he said, you know what, you let radio and you let people of the industry dictate, you know, what kind of genre you do. He said you just put out the best music possible. So that's what I'm starting to live by.
Right.
So.
Again, Lil Larry in studio, and you do have a social networking presence. In fact, we were tweeting earlier today.
Yes,
and
we were.
Who are you on Twitter and also the all the social networking? How can people find your stuff?
You can find me on Twitter at Lil Larry, LILLARRY, then also www.lillarry.com, spelled the same way, and also facebook.com/LilLarryMusic.
Cool, man. So if it would be agreeable, I'd love to play a song from you, and then we'll come back and wrap out more about your project and things that are going on. But this song is Beautiful Thing. Where could people find it? Who'd you link up with to produce this thing? Uh-huh. And how long has this been out?
It's been out about a year now, a year and a half, going on 2 years. And I got with Jesse Frazier, Shane Stevens, and Maria Christensen and myself. I was living in Nashville at the time, and, you know, she kept saying a beautiful thing. And then what other is beautiful than a woman, you know? So we said, let's put this song together and see what it comes out to be. So.
And the song is called Beautiful Thing.
Yes, sir.
All right. More from our Pearl Street studios with Larry in just a few minutes from now. The song is called Beautiful Thing. And you heard it first right here on KX93.5.
Some kind of dream. She's a awesome touch of all. makes me wonder again and again. Oh, I lose control. She's out of this world, some kind of dream,
some kind of dream.
She's almost untouchable. Never thought that that kind of girl would be falling for me.
Falling for me, yeah.
It's so hard to believe. The way she walks, it's a beautiful thing. The way she talks, it's a beautiful thing.
Like that song could be a hit on Top 40 like right now. Lil Larry is the artist. The song was called Beautiful Thing. He's in studio with us over there on Mic 3, and thanks again for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, no problem. That's why we're here. That's part of the coolness of the radio station, you
know?
Yes,
sir, man. I love everything you guys stand for and what you guys are about, man. I'm definitely going to spread the word and try to make sure that people become members and everything with you guys. So
thanks, man. Appreciate that. And you've already been tweeting out and stuff like that. So we're just like up-and-coming artists like yourself trying to get a name for us.
Exactly. The big one-year anniversary coming up too, right?
It is October 15th. Pretty soon it'll be 1 year, and so far so good.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yes, congratulations to that on that too.
Thanks, man. How long have you been putting out records? How long has it been for you?
Well, I've been singing since I was 4, and I started off in my dad's band, and since then I got serious around music when I was about 12. So I put out my first record when I would say 16.
No
kidding.
And
from there, my first actual record when I got signed was like when I was 21. So. It's been a process, but, you know, I've been doing it for a while.
Sure.
So.
It's not like you're even getting a crash course in the music industry because, again, going back to your roots or whatever, your dad played in James Brown's band.
Yeah, man. He was a saxophone player in James Brown's band. He told me that James Brown was a hard man to play for. So
really? I imagine so.
But he said he was great at what he did, but he was really strict, and he wanted everything to be correct and everything had to be right, so. I respect him for that too. So,
and you're not like classically trained. I mean, you know, you just grew up around music, and that's kind of how it happened.
Exactly. Just picking up, watching my dad play piano, watching other drummers in his band, and then also just playing by ear. You know, just trying to pick up and just trying to be a part of what the grown people were doing when I was little. So I always wanted to feel like I was a part of music, and it just took me back too. So
when you sit home and you're writing these insanely catchy pop tunes. Is it just you and the piano? Is it you and the saxophone? Is it you and the drums first and foremost? Like, take us behind the scenes if you don't
behind
mind.
Behind the scenes, I come in. You know, sometimes I get records from different producers and things like that. And, you know, it just starts off with a piano. Sometimes it's the full track. And then sometimes I'll be driving in my car, you know, late at night, and then a melody just pops in my head. And I'm like, wow, okay, I think this could be something. So I put it in my voice memo on my phone. And then from there, I bring it or I send it to somebody, to another producer, or I go in there and do it myself, you know, and just go from there. Always make a starting point and then try to grow up on that. So
I think that's so interesting how, like, technology is a factor, and you might, like, record something on your phone or something like that, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, it plays a major role now, so no more tape recorders and things like that, so.
No, yeah, in radio, they used to teach, you edited audio by, you know, reel to reel. It was a razor blade to a tape. Yeah.
You had to be talented to do that, man.
Right.
So.
Now that's a lost art.
Yes, it is. I know I couldn't do it, so.
Right?
I have much respect for those guys who did that back in the day, though.
But I think artists now, I think some of them are, you know, some indie bands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're going back to tape just because I think there's a certain sound. Do you see that in artists?
Yeah, I like to use it and hear it sometimes because it has that old school warm feel to it. It's just like when you play it back, it feels right. It feels a lot better than, you know, the more, like, I guess, technical stuff they use nowadays. It's just like that old school feel. It has that warmth to it and that bite. So I love it.
Speaking of the old school sound, do you listen to vinyl or is it just CDs and MP3s for
you? I do have a vinyl. I bought it off of a friend. And I keep it in my studio and I play old school vinyls from here in time. And then also I try to, try to loop and try to use some of the things that I hear them do, you know, and try to reformat it. Making my own, you know, so it's always good to listen back to where you came from to, you know, bring it back to now because everything comes full circle anyway. History always repeats itself, so
spoken like a true student of the game. Lil Larry in studio. The song we just heard from him is called Beautiful Thing. It's been out for a hot minute, like the DJs say, but the song End of the World, this is relatively new, is it not?
Yes, sir, brand new.
It is brand new. Was this placed in a certain TV show or film? Is this the song?
Yes, sir. VH1 Love and Hip Hop.
How did that happen?
Well, actually, you know,
that's
a crazy story.
Yes.
We always send things to our guy in Rhino Music. Shout out to Jeremy Volk. And basically what he does is he pitches our songs for us. So we had a few pitches before and they kind of like fell through. But this one particular one, I was actually in the studio with the guy I actually recorded that with, Scott Cash Calloway. And we were actually working on a song called Blame Me. It's a new record we're working on. And he called me. He was like, hey, man, I think VH1 just hit us up about End of the World. And I'm like, you're kidding me. So I run out the booth and they like, yeah, we got the placement. So I was super excited about it. You know, finally after, you know, so many, you know, you finally get your first one. And then when I watched it on TV, you know, I kind of broke down in tears, man, because, you know, as a kid, that's something you always dream about, you know, seeing yourself on TV and things like that. So it's always a blessing, man. I got nothing to thank but God, you know, because I know without him, I wouldn't, you know, be in this situation. So
that's great. And thankful. It does seem like you have a good core of people around you working hard for your music as well.
Yes, sir. I have my good team. I got, you know, I have my mom, I got Flea, you know, my girl back home, I got my guy Cut a C, you know, also Miss Carol, Miss Stacy, you know, Mike Kerb, everybody. I got a great team that believes in me, you know, and it takes a family, you know, to build something like this. So, you know, you have to have a starting point and you have to have a group. And then luckily I have a group that's lasted with me this long and we're going to take it to the top. So
nice. Well, we wish you well, my friend, in your future endeavors.
And
you definitely have to keep us in the loop. And whenever you sweep through Southern California for another tour or whatever, you got to come through and say hi.
You know, I'm going to stop by. You guys are family now, man. This is home. So
absolutely. You said you relocated to Nashville for music. Why?
Yeah.
From Dallas. Why is that?
That's when I had got signed back in 2009. So I wanted to move out there, you know, and be a part of the culture. You know, Nashville is always a place of music. So just to see the live instrumentation and like what I call, you know, like the real musicians to go back and they pick up the instruments and play while they sing and do things like that. I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to see it firsthand. So being there, it kind of gave me an extra off, and it also gave me some insight on some things I want to learn, you know, and see as a musician.
Nashville a good town for R&B, or is it predominantly, you know, bluegrass or whatever?
Surprisingly, you would think it's country and bluegrass, but surprisingly, it's like certain parts and locations in there that do R&B and pop. And, you know, and when I got to town, everybody wanted to try it, so I was kind of like the new kid on the block that everybody wanted to work with. So it was also a blessing because I got to see a whole lot of different people, people from different ages, different areas, and things like that. You just come in and work, and we just come out and knock out some great songs. So shout out to my guys Rio and Jesse and Shane. But you know, it's Nashville is definitely a place of love. It's like being home, you know, because it's like you get that Texas home loving down there. So it's definitely a place to be. It's definitely a place that you want to go and visit.
So that's Nashville's home now for you.
My dad passed away like 2 years ago, so I actually just moved back from Nashville about 2 years ago, you know, to be with my mom and everything during that time. So
Would you consult with your dad as far as music a lot of the time?
A lot, man. My dad was like my best friend, man. So like when he passed, I lost my best friend. But you know, my dad, he had been in the game, so he knew the ins and the outs. And he'd be like, son, you don't want to do this and you don't want to make this mistake, but you want to kind of go here. And he's like, always push yourself to be better than what you think you're doing right now. He's like, it's something always better than what you're doing. So he was like, always push yourself. He's like, get your rest, but don't sleep on yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's always somebody out there working harder than you. And that's my mentality. So
right.
So we try not to sleep. We try to work.
Well, we appreciate that, you working hard as an independent artist. I wanted to play another song.
Let's do it, man.
Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
End of the World is the track. Is there another, like, VH1 Storytellers type of moment to give, or should we just... Should we just rip right into it on the air? Man, you know
what? I'm ready to play the record. Let's just play the record.
All right, we're going to play it now. We're going to dust off the old CD player in the studio.
Taking it back old school, right?
Yes, that's true. That's crazy to think that.
I know, right? A CD player.
That a CD is old school. Again, the track is End of the World. It is brand new from Lil Larry. If you pay attention and watch VH1, you may very well hear this particular song on a television show, and more from our Pearl Street studios in just a second here on KX93.5.
Put your hands in the air.
Hello, world.
If you don't care, let's party tonight.
It's your boy Lil Larry. Hey, Cash, I think we got us one, baby.
There's something in your cup. Throw it up, yeah, celebrate life.
It's in the world, baby.
Let's party like it's the end of the world. Like it's the end of the world.
Why not enjoy life?
Like it's the end of the world.
Let's have a little bit of fun.
Party like it's the end of the world.
Spotlight, and I'm about to put on the show.
Put on
put on the show. Got the DJ all night, and your body's ready to go.
It's ready to go.
Do you know the time is running out? Don't worry about nobody else, nobody else. Ain't no reason to text your girl, so put up your phone. Let's parlay, let's party.
Let's go.
It's your last chance, shake your ass now before they turn out the light.
Turn out the light.
It's your last call for alcohol. It's been one hell of a ride.
Oh,
tell the DJ to spin the record back, replay. Cause we might not see the light of another day. Of another day. So don't let your spirit fade. Cause you and I know the clock is ticking away.
Look at him over there. He's tinkering on his phone. I don't know what you're doing over there. Probably taking another Instagram pic or something like that.
Right?
Little Larry is the artist. You just heard a brand new song called End of the World. It has been featured on various TV shows, and Larry's in studio with us right now. That was so super cool, and I'll say it again. The production quality on this stuff is top-notch. Again, I feel like it could be a hit on Top 40, like right now. Are radio stations taking notice around the country, or... It's been a slow process.
Like everything, you know, when you're starting out, you know, a new artist, everything starts off with a slow process, you know. But slowly but surely, we've been getting stations here, Miami, as well as Philadelphia and New York. So slowly but surely, we've been getting some of the big markets. But yeah, we're hoping for a top 40 hit, man. So
what, God willing, one day.
Yes, sir.
What advice would you give to an independent artist who would like to make music their full time job, like yourself?
My first advice would be stay humble. You know, make sure that you always treat everybody with respect, because you never know who could be that one person to open your door. You know, a lot of times people get egos before they even make it, and that's the first mistake you can make. So my thing is always stay humble, you know, try to make sure that you make everybody happy. You know, always put God first, you know what I'm saying, and then make sure you work hard. You got to be a workhorse.
So right.
A lot of times you get tired, and a lot of times sometimes, you know, traveling, doing things like that, it gets a little wear and tear on your body, but still you got to be a workhorse, you know.
Sure. So that is good advice. That's what most of the artists say, you know, whether they're new, like up and comers or like established, you know, successful artists. They say you got to grind it out.
Exactly.
And play all the gigs.
Exactly.
You know, but that's what you just said right there is, you know, be nice to everybody, because you never know, you know, who's going to come back around. That's just good advice for life.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Little Larry in studio. Again, the websites and the Twitter is at @LILLARRY, just like you would think. And again, the website?
www.lillarry.com.
Cool.
And then also myspace.com /LillLarryMusic and facebook.com/LillLarryMusic.
So yeah. Once you're done doing your promo tour here in Southern California, it's back home, and what's next for you?
Back home, and then I'm off to Vegas for my birthday, man.
Oh, so, very nice.
Yeah. So
okay.
It should be fun. I got family and friends coming, so it should be a good time.
Good, man. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy early birthday. And I guess that's all I really got. Oh, yeah, a couple more questions, actually, while I have you here sitting in front of me. Again, rather than asking you who your influences are, what's that one record that you always need the physical copy? You'll never give to a friend. You need it in your personal collection. What's your favorite record in that
respect?
My
favorite record of mine, like that, it has to be a record called Traces of You. And it's a real deep song, you know. It just talks about a guy that's going through a relationship, you know, and he keeps, you know, seeing visions of what he should have done right, you know, basically. And everything that he did wrong, he finally realizes at the end of the song. So,
oh, sure.
It's like, it's just a, you know, a right. song that I just love. I love to hear it. And every time I play it for somebody, it's just like, wow.
So, right. It's like one of those in hindsight type of songs. Yeah. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Again, keep us in the loop as far as what you're doing in the future. We appreciate you stopping by our little Pearl Street studios here.
Oh, man. Like I said, I love it. And shout out to Curve Records. And thank you guys for letting me, KX93.5, for having me, man. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Real quick, Curve Records, who are they? And I hope they're treating you good.
They are treating me awesome. And also, you would know them from the Tim McGraw and Nelly song. Tim McGraw made them, you know, super huge, you know, because they actually start off in pop. Back in the 90s, you know, and actually Flea actually worked with them back in the day. So, you know, it's kind of like a big family organization, but also they started off being in pop, and now they moved the country, and then I'm bringing back the pop. So
nice.
So, yes, sir.
Not a bad artist for them to get behind if they want to go back towards, you know, pop and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, you are a pleasure to have in our studios. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Mookie, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. This audio will live forever as a podcast up on KX935.com. I guess as soon as I get around to uploading it.
Yes, sir. Definitely. All right. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. KX935 music continues. New now from Jaguar Ma. The song is called Come Save Me.